Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 250 episodes about our incredible city. In this one, I'm joined by Six, an extraordinary and passionate part of St. Kate, the arts hotel smack dab in the middle of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee. What's the experience like at St. Kate? Why is St. Kate perfect for everything from gathering with friends to the before and after stop when you're downtown to see a show, and even a place for locals to stay anytime? Is there still a secret spot in the hotel? And what holiday events are coming up, and how do you get involved? Experience Milwaukee has its home studio in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe. Our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. We're sponsored in part by Visit Milwaukee. And don't forget to check out our daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
My name is Six Hampton. I am the bar manager at St. Kate, the Arts Hotel downtown Milwaukee, and also play all-purpose role in our food and beverage department altogether.
Six, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to be here back. Back again at St. Kate, one of my favorite spots. And I don't know if I ever knew this, unrelated to anything we're going to talk about, but kind of in the vibe of the place.
Sure.
As someone who kind of bounces around the city to co-work and set up shop, you don't get this at every place. There is like a power outlet almost every spot you sit at anywhere in the whole kind of lobby bar area,
yeah,
to just make it that much simpler.
Yeah, no, it's that is awesome. I think one of the biggest parts that I always highlight about St. Kate is that it's such a transformative place.
Yes.
I mean, you could come here and do some work, catch up, have a meeting, and obviously the outlets are great for that.
Yes.
But then also come back down if you're a guest and you are staying here over for work, then come back down and blow up some steam later, and it's a completely different and total environment.
Yes.
It's like
forever
changing, which is really fascinating to see.
Yeah, like kind of for me, like the artwork here too. It's always kind of changing a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, I'm not here every day, so I don't see it as consistently, but I come in and I notice the little differences in the amazing artwork that fills this place.
So. Yeah, and what's awesome too is just we change it out. Like we have every time we do a new set, we'll have a gallery night to introduce that for guests,
that
for the
so
public,
cool,
for them to meet the artists in person and kind of talk about the pieces and see why did we pick this as an inspiration. And I think Shane now is our new art curator.
Oh,
and
he's
doing a good job pushing that stuff forward for us.
Awesome. All right, well, art is great. We're going to get into some other great things.
Yes.
But first, who the heck are you? What is your role here? What are you doing? Yeah, all that stuff.
So, I mean, I came out, I've been here now about a year and some change. And I came and I was mostly the beverage supervisor, now doing the bar managing, which is kind of relatively a lot of the same things. But I kind of, when I did bar manager, it's like changing a lot of the things that we're doing here. How can we make the guest experience more
heightened,
efficient? But I have definitely been focusing on creating like a space where it's like, this is the lobby bar. Obviously for the show rushes and everything, we're packed.
Yes.
But other areas and lulls of the time, it's underutilized, where I'm like, why don't we have like a birthday party here or a promotion party here?
Right.
Or why isn't this like the pre-jump off spot to go for a night out downtown?
Because
you already have the music, you have the drinks, and usually I try to set up guests with a space where they can sit to like gather secluded with their friends while in the midst of all the other excitement and hype that's going on. And so that's been really cool to kind of book a few things like that lately and seeing how, you know, the guests feel really special. They feel like, okay, this is all taken care of when they get in, and they're just there stress-free, hanging out with their friends, maybe even seeing old friends, you know?
Right.
It's just really cool to watch people gather and like kind of like, it's like we're creating a really big part of a memory of their night, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And being in the heart of the theater district, it's a great, like you said, a spot to, whether you're just catching up with old friends,
mm-hmm,
and hanging out and starting your night,
yes,
or staying your night there and even staying overnight.
Right.
It's a perfect location, and valet and parking are easy. I've never, ever, ever, no matter what time, I've just never had an issue parking, even if I'm going on street parking,
yeah,
right? There's lots of options here.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a great spot.
It's a prime location, for sure.
Prime location, for sure. You're doing a great job on all that stuff. But let's get into what that means. So
sure,
people do have a lot of options when they come downtown, mm-hmm, to hang out for the night. And I guess what's kind of unique and different, special from a food and drink point of view? Like, what are the highlights of that experience, just on the food and beverage side?
Well, I mean, the food, we've definitely taken it up a notch for, like, in Aria. Uh-huh. We were formerly, like, a casual dining. Now we're doing a lot of different pieces that are just, or, like, food pieces that are just, like, wow, this is, like, mind-blowing. It's, like,
yeah,
all the way down
level,
from the detail of the sauce to the presentation. And I've just seen, like, people have just been raving about it since our new menu has rolled out in Aria.
Awesome.
And then the other part is just our drinks, with them being every drink on our specialty cocktail is named by an artist that is permanently collected in the building.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're ordering something and you're calling it the Yee, or you're calling it, you know, some of our older drinks, the Winland, it's a piece that is here. And so the drink is created and inspired recipe-wise by the vibe of that picture.
What a cool...
So if you ever find yourself having that drink and looking at that picture, you might be like, oh my God, I'm drinking.
Oh, yes, yes, right, yeah.
And that, I think that's really cool, because there's not a lot of places that are doing that.
Right on, right on. And if you take it down, right, like, so you can go high end.
Sure.
Dress any way. I mean, I'm a slob. I'd wear like a hoodie everywhere I go. And even to some of the nicest restaurants, and they just accept me and they tolerate it.
Yeah.
But you can dress fancy and go to Aria, and then you can maybe, if you just come in for a day of hanging out, grab some pizzas, right?
Yep, exactly. And that's what I was kind of saying earlier when I was like, it's transformative. It's so all-inclusive. It's multicultural. You're not just going to see people that are half people that are dressed up because maybe they're coming from a wedding.
Yeah.
You're going to see people that are just hanging out, maybe grabbing a drink before a Pabst show or, you know, a concert.
Yeah.
But all these people are all in the same place. But, like, you know, we're all woven by the same things. We're here for art. We're here for music. We're here for shows.
Yeah.
So it's just... I mean, you come as you are, but it's just, like, regardless of how you come, you're going to have a great time, and you're going to feel extremely welcomed here by our staff and, you know, our higher ups and whatnot.
Right on. And so I have to ask. I ask this every time, and I get I get the answer, but I just want always to reinforce. I hear there's a secret area.
Oh, yeah.
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 Is that still true?
I mean, I don't know. It's a secret, right?
You'll never know, audience. Yeah.
No, the secret area is we have upstairs. So part of Giggly and Aria are on the same level on the floor, too. And there's a place called the Dark Room. And in order to find the Dark Room, you have to go through a bookshelf door passage. So it doesn't look like one. When you open it, people are like, oh my God. You know, it's always really, really fun to see people's faces and their reaction when they first see it. And in the Dark Room, in that secret area, people are allowed to, like, book it out, have private parties or whatever. We had a funeral themed 30th birthday party in there.
Nice.
Thought that was really cool.
Yeah. That's so interesting for sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, everyone was all dressed up in black, and I'm like, what's going on? You know? And they're like, oh, well, I turned 30. Yeah. So, you know, it's
ouch.
Over.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had an amazing time. So,
cool.
And it's great to have that, exclusively for people.
All right. I want to get into the, and we're going to get into sort of nearing the holidays. So we'll get into some of those events.
Sure.
Laying the groundwork, right, of like how cool this place is and why you'd want to attend these holiday events, because it's like cool to another level again.
Sure.
But I have to ask, I'm someone who loves to be a regular in my favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if people think, oh, hotel, it's just the guests hanging out there.
Yeah.
What do the regulars like to do? Or are there regulars? What are how do they...
Yeah.
They kind of probably experience everything the way you've explained so far,
I think,
right?
That is like, yes, I feel St. Kate is definitely... Sometimes people are like, yeah, you're right, hotel. But we're not the average hotel bar, hotel lobby.
Not, yeah.
And so it's not that experience. So when you're like... What are people doing here all the time? Why is it so busy? People come in and they're checking in with their bags and they're like, what is going on in here? There's so many people.
Right.
people come in. A lot of our regulars are show guests. They're seasonal ticket holders. You know, they have the rep that we do host a lot of our rep guests here, mm-hmm. a lot of our Marcus Theater guests here. And this is a go-to spot for them to come, have a drink before the show, listen to live music, which, again, it's a great send-off to their next event. And then they'll come back, or some people will skip coming in and then come back, like, for drinks after the show or whatever. But a lot of those people every year we see for that. And then other regulars that I've noticed too, where they'll come and they'll have, like, there's a crypto guy that I know comes in and he has his little meetings and stuff at the sea table. But I think that people love the vibe once they realize it's like, this is pretty much just a public space. Like, it's a hotel with, like, with a touch of just like a regular hip vibe, loungy yeah. space that you can just walk into and be like, all right, I'm just going to be here for like 3-4 hours and hang out.
And I think some hotels, you do feel like if you walk in, they're like, well, where's your key?
Right.
What room are you in? Why are you here?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, that's why there's 4 people at your bar mm-hmm. the whole night.
Yeah.
What's nice is to come here and it's like, you feel like you're part of the crew. The staff is amazing and they're absolutely. Just, they don't bug you. They kind of let you do your thing and feel your way through the space the way you want to and hang yeah. out. So,
and I wanted to add one of the things that, because it is so busy and it can be intimidating for people that walk in,
right.
especially like people that are trying to experience it for the first time.
Sure.
And like a lot of people ask me this, they're like, how do I get a table? You know, because they see it's busy now, it's hustling, bustling. They're like, is this a restaurant? The lobby
right.
part.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, no, you just sit down and a cocktail server will find you.
Yeah, they
which
do.
Which is the best part.
They
it's
do
like you
find
can just
you.
Jump in.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, you're a part of it. You have your drinks, you have your food or whatever. So it's like, it is first come, first serve. If you see a table open, if it doesn't have a reserve sign on it for any other reason,
yep.
sit down and just,
it's yours.
You know, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you know what I
right.
mean? So,
yeah, we've sat and had, you know, one too many cocktails and ordered some pizzas and they're, oh, so delicious. And
yeah, the
so,
pizza's yeah, great.
It's a great experience. All right, so all of that mm-hmm. stuff. Now let's throw the holidays in the mix. And
yeah.
We're so close. Thanksgiving around the corner. What are sort of the highlights of the holiday events?
So
and you know, how do people get involved? How do people figure it out?
The Thanksgiving, you can make a reservation. I believe, like, mostly we're encouraging reservations
for sure.
so
yeah.
you can guarantee a spot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we do 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. service for Thanksgiving on
wow.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And it's like a family style. Like, it's really, it's kind of like if you don't have something already planned or whatever, you can have like that family experience here. We want to make it seem like you're just going up to the kitchen to get another bowl
yes.
of mashed potatoes. Obviously, we're yeah. bringing it to you, but you have all your family style dishes there. And it's kind of like, you know, you just kind of keep going and you pay for the Thanksgiving service.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like they've been doing it a while. It's in Aria. It's on the second floor. And so I just tell people if that's something you're interested in, if you want to bring a group, or if you're doing a Friendsgiving on Thanksgiving,
right.
come in
or
with
you
your
just
friends.
Don't feel like cooking, right? Let's
absolutely.
Let the experts
yeah,
do
you
it.
You don't have to clean. You
right.
don't have to clean up. You don't have to do anything.
That's
All
exactly
you have to do is sit
me.
Down and yeah. eat. And I think that is so low pressure.
And
so.
Then you leave. And yeah. everyone else takes care of
yes,
it, right?
Yes, exactly. So that's what they're offering for Thanksgiving. And then moving forward, after Thanksgiving takes place, we are doing a holiday marketplace. And it's
I saw that, mm-hmm. yeah.
So that's like a big event where we have tons of Milwaukee area artists and uh-huh. vendors coming out selling gifts and art. And this event is free, and it's on the 9th and 10th of December.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a big event, another day where you'll walk into this hotel and be like, what is happening?
What is? And it,
yeah.
it are like the participating artists and makers just kind of sprinkled around the
yes.
space?
Yeah, so we'll have them, we'll basically have them kind of set up. I believe some of them will be like in ARC. We have, a lot of people don't know that too, but we have tons of event-spaced
oh,
designated
right, right.
areas in the hotel.
Little
so there's
pockets,
the lobby,
yeah.
there's Giggly,
giant
there's Aria.
And, yeah.
Yes, but then there's the Simone Ballroom where a lot
right.
of weddings take place. There's ARC where you can shoot a music video or you can be in there doing like an event or like even maybe a meeting, sip and speak or
sure.
whatever the case may be. So people utilize that. So you'll find the artists there. And it goes from 11 to 4.
Okay.
And it's the first and second floors where they'll be dispersed around the hotel. So, again, because it's free, I mean, just even just to walk in and observe and see what's going on. If you're a little intimidated to go talk to anybody, you can just check it out and
walk
through.
Have a Manhattan and buy
absolutely,
some stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then still pop down to the gallery, which is there,
cool.
to check out
yeah,
the
yeah.
art. So, yeah.
Great. And so other things on the list, just high level?
Yeah. So, and then after that, which what I love is, St. Kate is so cool. Like, it's just such a cool place.
It's and we're not just saying that, like, bullshit-wise. Like, it is cool.
I mean, like, I thought that when I first walked in. I was like, this is a beautiful place. But then to see all the things that they were doing, because I hadn't been, I think I'd been to St. Kate one time before I actually came here to work.
Right.
But then when I actually was about a part of it, I was like, this place has something for everybody.
Right.
Like, the brunch with Santa in December is for families and children.
Right.
You know? And you usually see that kind of stuff in the mall. You know what I mean? You don't have to go to Mayfair or Bayshore to sit on Santa's
lap. Anymore.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So we have a brunch with Santa, and that is always like available or whatever. It's on the 16th and 17th, and starts at 9, and then there's another one at 11:30. But you get food, the adults get drinks, and then the kids can get their wish list taken care of. Yeah. But it's all
you buy all the gifts, right? No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I don't celebrate Christmas anymore as an adult because I'm like, no, I'm not buying anything.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
It was funner when you were a child. You just received gifts.
Now people want stuff back.
So that's something also happening in the hotel where, again, like, you don't usually see children here. You know, on the daily basis, like if they're checking in with their family.
Right.
But like, this is a day where you'll see tons of kids hanging running around.
Having fun.
And I'm like, wow. So St. Kate even provides a space for them. Which that's amazing.
Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then just besides the holiday stuff, we have the New Year's Eve, which we host every year. Champagne toast. And
it's coming up.
First come, first serve still. We don't reserve any spaces.
Okay.
We just let people, because, you know, in New Year's, last minute, you're trying to figure out what you want
to
do.
Where to go,
And all these places are like $60 for a table or, you know.
If you're lucky.
You need to get on the list or whatever the case may be. But here, it's just kind of like, come in. There's already music happening. If there's a space, you get to do that. And we pass everybody out a toast. So it's just...
Oh, that's cool.
We have a, like they say... November, December, October, November, December is like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have like a whole Friday, Saturday, Sunday
there
weekend plan for like for the guests here.
You're set.
Yeah, they're ready. So,
and people go to, if you have questions about this or you need to do any of the reserving stuff, stkatearts.com. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yes.
And specifically for holiday stuff, stkatearts.com/holidays.
Yep.
Get all the info there. Get your spots. Get set. Mm-hmm. Put it on your calendars.
Yep.
Stop messing around. Get your butts here. Do it. All right.
And it's laid out pretty easily for you, step by step, where you'll be able to contact someone, come in here, and get it taken care of. It's not intimidating at all. So definitely check out the website.
It's so friendly. Yeah.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Now that we've talked about all this stuff,
sure.
You're launching. You walked in today and you said, "I'm sorry, I'm a couple minutes late because we're launching a new drink menu."
Yes,
and I literally saw one of your teammates recording videos for everybody, like instructional videos on how to make the drinks, which was so cool. I saw someone recording the recording, which is even
even
cooler.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any early favorites on that menu for you?
There is, all I will say was that there's a coffee drink that's on there.
Yeah.
And like, I just made I think it's going to be pretty good. I mean, you always have your like Irish whiskey, but this one's topped with like whipped cream and cinnamon. It's a rum coffee drink.
Oh,
so
wow.
The person that was recording, her name is Michaela Lemons, and she's the one that designed all these drinks.
And she's, that's so cool.
She's pretty hardcore. Like, she knows what she's doing. She's great. It's fantastic. So these drinks are very, very seasonal related for fall, but I think it's really important to have a hot drink with the weather dropping down, and you can go to a lot of places and not like get those things, especially somewhere as fast and busy as this.
Yes.
So the fact that we're going to have something like that, it looks like hot chocolate. So I would say
that's cool.
Look out for that. It is brand new as of today, just dropped. So all the rest of this fall and winter, you'll be able to explore more options on that.
Anything other special kind of stuff happening here?
Every day of the week, there is free live entertainment. It's booked.
That's so cool.
Mark is our coordinator. He sets. And I mean, you can get a reggae band in here. You know, some country style.
There
you can get a DJ on the weekends at 9:30. He sets up and you have like some old school hip hop, some really cool stuff.
My favorite.
And he plays till 1 a.m. So Friday, Saturday at 9:30 to 1 a.m. And then the music overall every day of the week starts at 5. And that's where you get the live bands. And there's sometimes big groups, might be a solo person, open mic style. But like, you never know what you're going to get. And that stuff is also on the website where you can look to see see who's here, especially with if they're resident artists where we have them frequently. You can see when they are again, because we'll have a lot of people be like, wow, like Donna Woodall, she's a really, really great artist that comes in a lot. And people were like, she was amazing. Like, when is she? And I was like, actually, you'll be able to see her like any other time because she'll be back. So then I guide people to the website so that they can come in. And, you know, I mean, there's just not a lot of places to have free live music. With all the drinks time. Provided, with food provided.
And you can be up front in the loudest part of the music, or you can walk the space and hang out.
Yes,
and there's
exactly.
lots of quiet nooks to kind of have a conversation, even when the music's going on.
So it's definitely a plus, and I think that is the staple that's made St. Kate as inclusive and as different as it is. It's a very unique place because of that case, but... I'm a big believer. I'm an artist, so I'm a big believer in music and art. And I think that music and art is the language, is the universal language of everybody.
There you go.
And that is what creates the universal and like warm feeling that we have here for the guests. So
awesome. Well, I just have to say thanks for bringing on a Monday the enthusiasm, the energy, love it, the passion for it. Thank you so much. It was great to meet you and great hanging out here.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Wish I could get psyched. To go out at night. I'm intrigued. How six? How did the name come about? Like, is it like,
yeah, I get that question a lot, actually. So six, I moved to LA and I lived there for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I came back during the pandemic, November of 2020. So I was like waiting around. I was like, what's going to happen here? You know, we were just too locked down. Obviously, I was there to do shows. I was there to go to auditions and those things weren't happening anymore. So I came back home, which was really great because a lot of great things have happened since I've come back. But while I was out there, I was always on stage and people would go introducing V.I. Hampton or V. Hampton because it's V. My name is Vileen, but I did it for short V.I. So it's V.I. Hampton. And I was like, they keep messing it up all the time. And so I was reading on branding and it's just like, if a name isn't actually like transcending right away to people, that means it's not really the best brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that regard, like my friend is Noah, his name is Noah Centineo. He used to like, before he was like really big on Netflix and stuff, we were just like hanging out and he just started calling me Six. And I was like, why are you calling me that? And he's like, you know, you're Six Hampton. He's like, you love Drake, Views from the Six. And he's
the
like,
VI?
Yeah,
he's as like, a Roman numeral?
Exactly. And he was like, I was like, you know what? That is genius.
Yes.
And so then I was like, I should just go by Six Hampton. It fits me. It is actually like my name and abbreviation. So I was like, from now on, I'm just going to use that and introduce myself to people like that. And from then on, I go down the street, someone's like, Six! Or the guests will come up to me and be like, hey, Six! And it's just, everyone remembers. And I think because I'm someone that creates a memorable experience, it's actually pretty beneficial for me to
matches up the
brand. Continue to create the connection.
Yeah, because I was, you know, we've done, I don't know, 250 plus shows. Never have been like, I need to meet the sixth person. Like, who the hell is named Six? And I need to meet this person.
So that's kind of the origination. And it's been a hell of a journey. And I think there's a power in a name. So
right on.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Still hang around. You and these talking heads. Motor mouse at best. My welcome.